I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Afternoons with Arcand and Hard on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Time for Odds and Ends, brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easiest way to get rid of your old car. Donate your car today and it can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K and the number 4. We told you at the beginning of the show, as it was breaking news right at the start of the show, that there were 43 monkeys on the loose in South Carolina who escaped from a bio lab. As of this, right now, I just scanned Twitter and all the Google News and everything else. As far as I know, they've not caught any one of these 43 monkeys. They're all still running around. They've urged everybody to lock their doors and shut their windows and don't approach the monkeys and don't interact with them, while also assuring everybody that they're not, don't have diseases, and that they're not, you know, carrying some sort of thing. And I was thinking about that, and it's, maybe they do, maybe they don't. What if it's not a disease thing? What if they're training these monkeys to be like super soldiers or something? Ooh. Like, what if it's like, what if it's like a monkey army that they're
now you're reading the tea leaves
at the bio lab, and they're like, lock the doors and lock the windows because these monkeys will come in there and rip you apart. They're not big; they're little monkeys. They're little like 21-inch monkeys that are, and they're all female, and they're all young, and they're all running
they're
free
all
in South Carolina. They're all female monkeys. Yeah.
Huh.
Reese's monkeys,
why is
I believe,
that?
Is what they are. I don't know.
Reese's?
Yeah, Reese's.
Like spelled, Reese's Pieces?
It's spelled like it should say Reese's, but it's actually pronounced Reese's, I guess. Anyways, there's 43 of them. They're all running around South Carolina, and the police haven't caught any of them yet, and I'm concerned that there's a monkey army being raised in South Carolina right now, and now 43 of their soldiers are just on the loose looking for, I don't know, I don't know what they're trained to do. I don't know what their orders are. But maybe they didn't like being cooped up by the humans, so they overpowered the humans. They broke out of the bio lab, and now, you know, watch out. Here come the soldier monkeys.
Do they have weapons, you think? Do they know how to use weapons?
Well, you saw in Planet of the Apes, remember Caesar was making spears and, you know, all that stuff? Like, they probably could, right?
There is a famous picture where a monkey is using a spear to catch a fish. This is a real picture.
Yeah, right. Yes.
And they think that monkeys may be entering their own Stone Age. Some theories.
So they're chasing us. Evolutionary.
They're catching up, yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
the monkey boy. Stone Age has now evolved to the monkey age of war against the humans. Just a thought, just a theory.
Wait,
I don't know
they
anything.
Have nukes.
Right. Monkey nukes.
I don't think I have to worry about that.
Yeah.
I think I'll be gone by that time.
This
is an interesting story. I missed it the first time that you said they were all females. Maybe they're just looking to, like, it's like a bachelorette party or something. They're just going to go
girls
to Nashville.
Night.
Have
That'd
fun.
Be nice. That'd be nice. But I'm worried it's a all-lady monkey army that's going to destroy humanity.
Be a good movie.
I would be
if
a
it
good
is
movie.
An all-lady monkey army. Because you've had the all-lady armies, like in Black Panther.
Right.
Like his whole crew there. And
Hunger Games, wasn't there a lady army in Hunger Games? Or am I just thinking of what's her name with the bow and arrow? I don't know. I didn't see those movies. I didn't
Plus,
see those.
Captain
or Harry
America.
Potter or anything else.
Or Captain Marvel.
Captain America, not a...
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel was a lady, that's
And then
sure.
there was a whole crew of women helping her out.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this is the next evolution.
Yeah, certainly
43
could be.
Female monkeys looking to whoop somebody.
I wonder who they're going to pin this on, because clearly someone screwed up.
The here. Russians.
The Russians?
I would think.
The Russians left the monkey cage unlocked or something? I don't know.
Either that or like an intern.
Yeah,
you know,
probably.
You got to latch the door when you close it. You can't just like gently push it.
It's honor system with the money. All right, guys, don't break out.
Have you ever seen that meme on Instagram where the guy's like, hey, boss, how much do you pay the new guy? And he's like, $20. It's way too much. And it shows some like catastrophe on a job site. Maybe it's one of those. Maybe they hired like a new front office helper.
Could be.
$20 an hour. And, you know,
we have a call on the line from Pete in the car. He says he works for a research company that has monkeys like this. Pete, hello.
Do tell.
I used to work for a research company local here. They work on the same type of monkeys, rhesus. They're small. They're wicked strong. But what I think happened is that someone, an employee, probably let these out. There's large security systems. Like, it's very hard for, unless it happened in transit, someone most likely...
let them out on purpose, to liberate.
Like a PETA person.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. We these places are often, like, you have to keep them low-key so that you don't know they exist. You know, because you got picketers and people protesting.
And what would they have been doing with these monkeys?
Yeah, what's the type of stuff you do with them?
Drug test. It's testing. Testing drugs.
Oh, good. We got a bunch of drugged up monkeys all running around South Carolina.
That's, 28 days later.
That's pretty good. That's a good thing to have. That's, I'll tell you what. At least we have. I'm not even going to say.
Yeah, don't.
Probably don't need to.
It's going
to
make a Trump joke, but I mean, what's the
point? Nope, let's move on.
At least we have a guy who's good with infectious diseases.
So I know it's late in the bitching hour.
Yes.
We're moving on. Late in the bitching hour, and I know I want to make you a little bit angry. So you know that there's been some turnover on the coaching staff of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yes.
They got rid of Luke Getsy, their offensive coordinator.
The whole offensive staff got touched a little bit, right?
Their new offensive coordinator is Scott Turner. And do you know who he brought in as a consultant to help oversee the offense?
Scott Turner, consultant to oversee the offense. Matt Patricia.
No. No. A coach by the name of Norv. Norv Turner.
Ow.
A.K.A. his dad. And I know you love when family members help out other family members. Obviously, Norv Turner was actually the Raiders head coach at one point in time. Mm-hmm. Former Dolphins offensive coordinator. Washington, I think. Cowboys. I mean, been all around the league.
Right.
So you must have
Norv these days?
He's got to be pretty old.
Norv's got to be up there, right?
So do you have a problem with Scott Turner bringing in Daddy to help him run the Raiders offense?
I think it's weird, yeah.
Weird. Why is it weird?
I think it's weird to hire your dad and then start giving him instructions of what to do. I do think that's weird. I do.
Do you think the people in the building, including players, think it's... Do you think Jacoby Myers is like... Wait, that old dude you brought in is your dad? So do I listen to you or your dad? Do you need your dad to fight for you too? I think Jacoby Myers, it bothers him?
I don't know if it'll bother him, but I'm sure there'll be guys in the locker room that are like, what the hell?
Why?
So now we get rid of all these guys, and obviously it wasn't working there, but now we're bringing in this father-son combination where the son is telling the father what
to do. He's a legend. He's a legendary offensive mind.
He is. What was he doing before this?
I don't think anything.
Yeah, okay, so that's sort of the point, isn't it? He was with the Carolina Panthers as the offensive coordinator back in 2018. He was, after Rivera got fired, he was moved to special assistant to the head coach. And that was in 2019, and for the last 5 years, I don't know, he's doing...
Chilling.
F all, so there you go. But, yeah, I think it's weird. What do you want from me? I think it's weird when this happens.
Your hate for familial hirings and relationships bothers me.
I didn't
and
say
I feel
I hate
bad
it.
For
I
your
didn't
son.
Say I hate it. I didn't
your
say
poor
I hate
son.
It.
In a world where dads should help their kids out, you're just going to be squashing him down.
I don't mind helping my son out. I'm not going to just bring him in and have him be the host number two on the show, if that's what you're asking.
Well, three, but...
Well, I don't know.
Host.
We'll see
you
what
got
happens.
Moved out real quick.
We'll
huh?
see what happens, right? I mean, that's what happens. You bring in the father, you bring in the son, and someone else loses their job. That's generally how that works. That's why I don't like it. I don't like nepotism. I'd have never liked that. What's wrong with not liking nepotism? Why do you like nepotism?
I just think it's cool that a son and a father are working together and sharing this opportunity in life
over somebody else who was qualified for the job. And
there's nobody more qualified than Norv Turner to be a consultant over an offense.
What about Bronny James?
They were more qualified. Lots more qualified. Probably hundreds more qualified. Did you also happen to catch my show name idea in the Twitch chat? They were looking for show name ideas.
No, I missed it. What is it?
I went with the Andy Hart Show hosted by Christian Arkin.
That's not bad. That's pretty funny, actually. The Andy Hart Show starring Christian Arkin.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I'm glad you're on board. Let's go see Ken. We can talk about
it. It's kind of funny. Ken's back, so yeah, I'll go ask him. There you go. That's all the time we have here. Stick around as we have Thursday Night Football coming your way. And prior to that, I believe it's Shimon Fitzy. Is that it? Or no, it's not.
KJ and Fitzy.
KJ and Fitzy. Thank you very much. KJ and Fitzy will be taking you right up until Thursday Night Football tonight. It's a good matchup here. You got your Bengals. You got your Ravens. We'll talk about it with you tomorrow at 2 o'clock on a Patriots Friday right here on WEEI. Bye.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.